y'all. Good morning. Got a good number out with us here today, and we're very appreciative of that. Appreciate your interest in spiritual things. It has you to be out with God's people today. If we have visitors among us, welcome. Glad that you came and are worshiping with us. I want you to feel like our honored guest here at the Clarksville Church of Christ, and hope you'll just come out and be with us again and again. We want you to understand that we are a people of the book, that is the Bible. We believe that it is, as it reports, to be the words of God. The Hebrew writer one time said in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, that God hath spoken. That God has weighed in on the affairs of man and told us exactly what his will is. Matter of fact, Paul one time in Ephesians 5:17 said, be not unwise, but understand the will of the Lord. And so I hope you appreciate the fact, as I bring forth my lesson here this morning, I'm going to provide you book, chapter, and verse from the Bible, the Word of God, for everything I got to say here today. So your faith doesn't have to stand in the wisdom and teaching of some man, but can stand in the power of God, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and in verse 5. I want to acknowledge those who are watching us online as well, that goes between 7 and 8 feeds, that's watching us live through YouTube. And so we acknowledge you and thank you for following along and being interested in what's going on here as well. Not too terribly long ago, it's been a few years ago, I had a good friend who passed away at the ripe old age of 38. And actually at the funeral, discussing with some of my friends, and I said, I just can't believe that she died. I mean, we speak of it, we preach of it, but until it hits close to home or someone our age dies, it really doesn't feel real. To that, one of my friends says, I don't think I'm ever going to die, do you? I think I'll just choose not to die. To which another friend that was there said, you'd better wake up. And you know, that really harkens me to a passage that I had read recently, and Mark just read so well for us a few moments ago, when Paul said in Romans 13 and verse 11, and that knowing that the time is high time for you to wake up. Wake up. Paul is saying, hey, you know what? There is a time to wake up. In Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake out of sleep. God through Isaiah would say in Isaiah 60 and verse 1, arise and shine. You wonder where that came from, right? Of course, we're talking metaphorically. I'm not actually asleep as I'm sitting here. You're not either, not yet. But I'm living my life, and I'm not awake. I'm not alert to what is really going on. And that's what Paul is saying, is look, you got to wake up. How many times have you ever heard that? Ever say somebody say, wake up, son. Watch what you're doing. And that's what God is saying. And there are several times when the Word of God has to say, basically, because, hey, you better wake up. And I'd like to catalog for those, for you, these right here this morning, that we might be able to make an application to our life. The first thing is found in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. When there the Apostle Paul says, awake to righteousness and sin not. When you hear that terminology, I want you to hear two words and a suffix that makes up that word righteousness. Literally, it is right-way-ness. That's righteousness. Right-way-ness. And we had better wake up and acknowledge God's right way. In Psalm 119, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy words, for all thy commandments are righteousness, right wayness. God's commands are the right way. And Jesus would ask, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? We have got to wake up and understand that there is a right way to prioritize our lives. There is a right way to live our lives. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, which are righteousness, the psalmist said. For this is the whole duty of man. We best wake up to God's righteousness. And he goes on to say in that same passage, he says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God, and I speak this to your shame. You better wake up. Paul said, listen, by the Spirit of God, there are people that don't know God. And I'm not just telling that so that you might know what the answer is on a test one day. I'm saying that to your shame. God has chosen people to save people. No, not through the plan of salvation, not through the sacrifice of myself. But He has chosen us to carry that message to others. Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:21 said, God has chosen through the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe it. Who chose that? I chose that? No, God chose that. God chose through preaching, teaching, and preaching to other people. In Proverbs 11, verse 30, he that winneth souls is wise. God says, listen, in His good book, I got to tell you why. If you want to be wise in the sight of God, you save souls. You let people know about God. Those that were scattered abroad in Paul's day, in Acts 8 and verse 4, even when he was Saul of Tarsus and he was persecuting the church, they went everywhere preaching the word. We can influence and we can teach other people, but we all have someone in our lives, listen, that we can touch. We better wake up. Not all know God. And he speaks that to our shame. But also, the Bible says you better wake up that you're in a warfare for your souls. Notice, if you will, 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning in verse 6. Therefore, listen, let us not sleep. You better wake up, as others do. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, those of us who are awake, be sober, putting on a breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we be alive or dead, we should live together with Him. We are at war for our souls, and many of us don't even know we're in a battle. And I'm saying you better wake up. If you don't care for your soul, I know someone who does, and that's the devil. He wants your soul. Ephesians 6 and verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take into yourself the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Someone says, I didn't know I was in a battle. Well, you'd best wake up. Have you done all you need to stand? Are we putting on the whole armor of God? That's what I got to ask myself. Someone says, well, I didn't know that. Peter said, in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, be sober and vigilant, for your adversary the devil goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to wake up that we are in a warfare for our souls. I mean, that's what the television shows and the internet and news. I mean, the things you see in this world, those aren't just happenstances. This is spiritual wickedness in high places. And it is meant to get your soul. We better wake up, because life is short. In Ephesians 5 and verse 14, wherefore he says, awake out of sleep. Did you realize the Bible says you better get up? Awake out of sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you life. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Walk circumspectly. That's literally the idea of one who would like to walk a tightrope. Imagine walking a tightrope? I can't imagine walking a tightrope unless it's 6 feet wide. Think about that. I'm watching. I'm being careful in front of the other. And Paul said, that's how you need to walk. You need to walk circumspectly. Not unwise, but wise and redeeming the time. Why? Because time is short. James would say in James 4:14, what is your life? It's but a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Moses would write in Psalms 90 verse 9, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. Life goes fast. I look at my children as they were growing up, and even their ages now. I look and see some of your children and grandchildren, and I hear their ages, and I got to tell you, I know I'm not their age anymore, but boy, I really remember when I was. And so do you. The older you get, as my grandmother told me on her 85th birthday, the older you get, the faster things go. The days of our years are 70. That's 70, by the way. Let me just read it the way you and I would understand it. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if reason of strength, 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. That's the song we sang at my Uncle Jerry's funeral. I'll fly away. Listen, my friends, you don't have to be in your 80s to start thinking about eternity. You better wake up, because life is short. Walk circumspectly. He tells us in our reading a few moments ago, he says, and that knowing the time is high that you wake up, for our salvation is nearer than when you believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't make provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Awake to righteousness and sin not. That's Romans 13, 11 through 14, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. You better wake up. Paul would tell us that the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and verse 23. Someone said, you mean sin will do to a person the same that it did back then? Yeah, it will. And you better wake up to that. I know we've minimized sin in our society. I mean, we don't talk about it. It's no big deal to the world like it may have been when my grandmother or mother was growing up. But it doesn't make it any less lethal. And we must wake up. Put to death, therefore, the lust of your members which are on earth, Paul would tell the Colossians. Fornication and uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For these things, the wrath of God is coming on the children of disobedience. God is coming again in wrath because of sin, in the which we walked sometimes when we lived in them, but now ye also put off these. What do you want to put off, Paul? Anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy. Filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man and his deeds. Sin is everywhere today, but rarely discussed. There is sin in the schools, on TV, in the newspaper, magazines. Sin on the internet, sin on the billboards of our highways, sin in our houses, sin in the church, and we better wake up. God is not pleased. Our adults are involved in materialism and worldliness to the point that you can't see any difference between them and the world. Our older folks are not willing to lead, or worse yet, aren't prepared or qualified to. And we better wake up and get sin out of our lives before it's too late. Paul said, don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. And finally, death and judgment is coming. And that knowing that the time, Paul says, it's time for us to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Think about that statement. Someone says, when's the day of judgment? I don't know. But it's a day closer than yesterday. It's a year closer than it was last year at this time. And we had better wake up. The Hebrew writer would say it's appointed a man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Paul would say every one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body, whatever we've done, whether it's good or evil. In Romans 14 and verse 13 and verse 12, every one of us will give account of ourselves before God. In Revelation 20, verse 12, I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before the Lord, and the books were opened, and the dead were judged by the things written in the books according to their works. There is a great day coming, we sometimes sing, a great day coming by and by. Death and judgment. Samuel would say in Samuel 20 and verse 3, but truly as the Lord lives and as the soul lives, there is but a step between me and death. How far away are you from death? A step. Not a mile. Not a half mile. A step. A step from death. And ladies and gentlemen, my point of all that is just this. You better wake up. Paul, many times, has utilized this little analogy, this little phrase, to make us consider and contemplate some things. Wake up to God's right way and follow Him. Not all know God, to your shame. Share the gospel. We're in a warfare for our souls. Get up every morning and know that, and wage that war. Remind yourself that life is short, no matter how long you live. It's short. Put away sin, because death and judgment is but a step away. You've listened well this morning. I appreciate that very much. We're about to stand to sing a song of invitation to encourage you. Maybe there's one in our audience this morning that's not been obedient to the gospel call of Jesus. Go into the world and preach the good news. He that believes it and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. This would be a wonderful opportunity to confess your faith that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we'll baptize you for the remission of your sins. Maybe there's something else we can help you do to get back on the straight and narrow of the path that leads from this low ground to heaven above. We're ready, willing, and able to help you if the Lord will allow us to do that. Extend the invitation to you, sing a song to encourage you. So if you're something to in any way, if you're more family, stand.